Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Lloyd Holman.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Dave Drobish. Brazelle Taylor. Bill Oliver. Is there anyone on the phone? Quorum present.
Have a motion to approve the minutes of our prior meeting?
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any sure. Opposed?
I'm sorry. Because roll of call. The Open Meetings Act there.
Roll call. Yep.
Roll call.
Roll call vote.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Entertain a motion to approve the claims.
So, I move to forward the claims as presented.
Your turn, Lloyd.
Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Any report from the circuit clerk?
I'm over here.
Oh,
what? Up there. Can I just speak?
You can do it from there. Okay. Just use the mic.
Well, with my big mouth, you probably don't need it, but... first of all, our time with Tyler and Odyssey will soon be done October 31st. We have copied, pasted, and linked docket orders, documents on about 14,000 cases. We will make the deadline. The docket orders vary on each case as well as the documents. Some cases may only have one or two dockets and documents, while others, like L's and CS, will have up to 200 entries and 500 images. My staff has worked as a team and rock this mess out. They work many overtime hours for comp time, coming in early, staying late, working on the weekends, and several of us have worked remotely from home. We also had the help from Mandy Dillo, which is the court specialist in the building. She helped us tremendously. The court's judicial clerks also helped when they had time. I'd like to thank Mandy and all the judicial clerks. I would also like to thank the judges for being patient and understanding. I would like to thank the building commission when one of my staff members was tested positive for COVID. When I contacted the building commission, they were at our office within 10 minutes, ready to fog and wipe all of our equipment down. They worked so hard and are very deeply appreciated by me. Since that first scare of that crap, I feel that we need to have some type of protocol in black and white. The union president and vice president of AFSCME 612 has had several meetings with me and other office holders, and some are doing it the same, some are doing it their own way. As an office holder, I feel communication is needed in this uncharted area. Maybe a committee to keep everybody in check. That's all I have.
Thank you, Sherry. Judge?
Wanted to bring the committee up to date on where we stand in getting a new judge. application deadline is November the 4th. The administrative office typically does not share with us any names until the application process is over with and deadline is passed, but you just hear through the grapevine people are interested in it, and I know we'll have a large number of very well-qualified lawyers applying for it. Of course, this will be to take Judge Jeff Geisler's associate seat, and he'll be moving on to my seat. And so once the application deadline passes, we'll be doing some interviews, and the administrative office has said no one can be seated till after the first of the year. So there will be about a month's gap where we'll be down a judge, but as usual, will be handled well by my remaining colleagues. And so that's where we stand on that. And I did want to also introduce to the committee, if you have not already met him, my colleague Judge Tom Griffith, who will be assuming my duties as presiding judge. This is my last justice meeting, and it would just 10 years ago, almost exactly, that Ted Payne came and introduced me to this committee. And so I just want to take the opportunity to thank committee members, present, past, future, for all the cooperation assistance I've had from the committee. You've always been very attentive to the needs of the court, and we appreciate it. And so I just want to thank the committee for the last 10 years, and I know that the next 10 years will be just as good for the courts. Thank you.
Congratulations on your impending retirement, Judge.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
That's what we're here for.
Sherry, it's to you. Okay. For a period of time, there were a few entries that had been made on Odyssey that hadn't made their way back to the
good system.
Has that all been fixed now?
It should be. Okay. Yeah, we're still working on felonies.
Okay.
Your felonies.
So everything should be on the good system.
Yes, Sherry's working till midnight every night.
Okay,
yes.
I promise to keep my mouth shut.
All right. Pat?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just can't see.
I have two resolutions today. The first one is a Macon County Board resolution amending the probation FY 2020 budget. What I would like to do is a bucket transfer. We're looking at moving money from the vehicle line into the offender services line. The reason for that, during the COVID pandemic, we ended up contracting with Dave Metcalf, who takes care of our sex offender groups, our counseling, because we could not have them on site, and he actually gets paid by the clients directly. We ended up paying him to contact the clients. At least there was some counseling going on during that period. So the clients, you know, were, the sex offenders were receiving counseling. The reason we're pulling it obviously out of the vehicle maintenance line, because with the pandemic, we haven't used the vehicles as much as we have in the past.
Anyone have any questions?
Probably.
If there are no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, and then the second resolution, Macon County Board resolution, entering into an agreement with Peoria County for the sale of juvenile detention bed space. This is the annual contract, the resolution that I present. There are two changes. The first change is on page one, and that's actually the price to house the individuals. That's the 3% increase that we accrue every year, and that's for five individuals throughout 365. Anything after that, obviously, we pay extra. And then on page three, number eight, the very last sentence, the home county shall pay the host county a $30 physical fee per detainee. In years past, Peoria County has paid for that. I talked to Brian Brown, who's the superintendent of Peoria County. They're charging every county this fee now. To be honest with you, Peoria County has been very good to work with. It will end up costing us anywhere from about $2,500 to $3,000. And I think it's well spent money to make sure that the kids we're housing are okay.
So this is for after January?
That is correct.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions or discussion beyond that one? You've answered mine, which was the cost increase.
Yeah, really.
And it's that way. Yeah, it's that way every year. I mean, it's the 3%.
Yeah. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve this.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anything from emergency management? Mr. Allison, I'm sorry. I know you never have anything new for us.
Please acknowledge it.
Dave?
I have nothing new to report.
Okay. Sheriff?
No.
Mr. Baggett?
No report, Mr. Chairman.
Did we have... I'm going to jump ahead here. Did we have any public comments or calls, texts? So we have no old business or new business. There's no need for closed session. Next meeting will be... I'm sorry, Jim?
Chairman? Yeah. Just if I could. Sheriff?
Yes.
How is the new health medical service going?
Wonderful.
It's
fully staffed?
Yes, they're fully staffed. We have 24 hour coverage as far as nursing, so that's nice. And the transition itself is seamlessly, and it's nice to know someone that's what they do for a living.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Good. That's good to hear. Thanks for asking that. Cool.
Hey, next meeting will be November 19th. We stand adjourned.